radio out. I believe the wind got that fence and blew it loose.
It's KL4NUE with KL4DOS. Well, I'm glad you got the fence fixed. We've got a old barbed wire fence out here on the property line. I've got 13 people that border the farm. And every time somebody sells, you know, their home that borders us, you know, surveyors come out here. But we've got one corner over here that's just really kind of wonky. On the plat, there's where the line is, there's a technical drawing of two hands shaking hands. And it's called a handshake line. You know, never heard of that. But no, 10 or 15 years ago, we had a discrepancy with the line. Surveyor came over and moved it about 8 feet. I mean, the line is clearly marked there. But it's on, you know, the county's map. It shows, you know, this line. Well, we've got the original plat that came with our property. And from, I don't know, 40s or 50s or whatnot, where the line was established. And there's two symbols of a handshake there at that wonky kind of pin. So we ended up having to go get another, you know, surveyor out here. And was told the people we had the discrepancy with, okay, if we're right, then you pay for the surveyor. If not, then we'll pay for the surveyor. So it took a while, but some of the surveyors, they know, you can tell they're, you know, that's got to be a tough job, especially when you're dealing with convoluted pins or somebody else's property, you know. They kind of get stuck in the middle sometimes. But our surveyor come out and said, oh, well, that's a handshake stamp, you know. That was common back in the day, I guess. But we eventually got it straight, the deed updated. They ended up having to pay for the survey. The survey was correct. But sometimes, you know, you gotta explain things, I guess. We didn't know. I didn't know. Dad knew it was there, but I had to go through all that, and it wasn't fun. But it, you know, you learn something out of it.
You definitely did. But anyway, that's been about my last 2 days, really. You know. Did some other stuff around the house today, not a whole lot, but I got a few things accomplished, and which is always good. If I get one accomplished, I think I'm doing good some days. Some days I start work on something, and, 14 other things will crop up, and I'll get 14 other things done, but I won't get what I started on done. So I don't know if that's focus or just, taking the problems as they come. That's the way I like to think about it. But other than that, Chad, that's about all I've got over here on this end of town. Sound like you got a super good net going. Appreciate you calling it. You tell Miss Hannah we said hello, and we'll be talking to you a little bit later. Enjoyed it, and we'll do it again. KO4NUE in the net, KI4DOS.
Talking to you tonight, sir, and appreciate you dropping by. Tell Miss Joy we said hello. And 73, so I'll talk at you later. All right, any additional stations, Alpha through Zulu, that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, please call KO4NUE. Heard. Are there any additional stations that I've missed for comments or ragged you? Please call KO4NUE. Please stand by for my net report. That's it for tonight. I now return the repeaters back to normal amateur use. 73s to all. and it's been a true pleasure to be your net controller tonight. Scale 4 NUE, I'm clear.